USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Federal officials are temporarily closing two international bridges in Eagle Pass, Texas, to redirect resources to the influx of migrants in the city. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says agents are needed to assist Border Patrol officers with taking the migrants into custody and processing them as fast as possible. The Texas Department of Public Safety says about 4,000 migrants have crossed the border into Eagle Pass this week, with hundreds more expected. Attorney General Merrick Garland is refuting claims of political bias within the Justice Department. During his testimony before the House Judiciary Committee, Garland emphasizes he serves independently.
I don't recollect the answer to that question, but the FBI works for the Justice Department. I'm sorry.
You don't recollect whether you've talked with anybody at FBI headquarters about an investigation of the president's son?
I don't believe that I did.
This response comes amidst Republican allegations that the DOJ has been unfairly focusing on President Biden's political opponent, former President Trump. The Biden administration is wiping out nearly $37 million in student loan debt for former University of Phoenix students. It'll cancel the debt for more than 1,200 borrowers whom the administration said were misled about job prospects by the for-profit online school. Students eligible for the relief were enrolled between September of 2012 and the end of 2014. The government is giving out free COVID tests again.
Starting next week, Americans will have the opportunity to once again request complimentary COVID-19 home tests. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced on Wednesday that the government is reinitiating the program to offer the free tests. Beginning September 25th, households can place an order for up to four tests through covidtests.gov.
That's John Schaefer reporting. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
You know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. And I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Interest rate hikes aren't necessarily coming to an end, but they are being paused again. The Federal Reserve is raising rates to combat inflation. The central bank indicated it still expects one more rate hike before the year is over. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is accusing Russia of committing war crimes and crimes against humanity in Ukraine. Speaking before the UN Security Council, Blinken said Russia is attacking the core principles of the UN Charter. Yesterday, President Biden addressed the UN General Assembly. Don't worry, your favorite game show won't be changing this season.
Vanna White will remain on Wheel of Fortune at least for two more seasons. She signed a contract extension that will keep her on the long-running game show through the 2025-26 TV season. The news coming as host Pat Sajak starts his farewell season. White will continue to reveal letters with Ryan Seacrest when he takes over next year. I'm Corey Myers.
The FDA says more testing is needed before the agency approves the first nasal spray alternative to the EpiPen. The FDA rejected Neffy, which would be the first nasal spray alternative to the EpiPen for people with life-threatening allergies. ARS Pharma, which makes Neffy, says it will appeal. Dave Collins, USA News.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.